Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Most of us look to the sun as our source of light and heat, but Robertus von Fei-Siebenbergen turns to the sun and listens. He's head of the solar physics team at the UK's University of Sheffield, and he's captured the magnetic vibrations of the sun's corona and turned them into sound. Listen. So, Professor, what are we hearing here?
This is awesome, isn't it? Yes, I think the way to imagine this is that imagine that you have a football ball, and on the surface of the ball there would be little spikes. Now, these little spikes, what are also on the sun, are made of magnetic field lines. You know, magnetic field lines do not go into infinity like electric field lines, so they always are closed. They are like strings, like a guitar string, so it has a beginning and an end. And what you have here is the observation of these oscillations, and the frequency is then transformed into the frequency of the human ear.
How does turning the data into sound help you better understand this?
Right. If you have a kidney stone, these days you're not going to have an operation. What will happen, you go to the doctor, he's using a sonic device, he launches sound wave, then your kidney reflects the sound wave, and there is a smart device which turns the reflected sound into an image, and the doctor can see inside your body. We cannot go into the sun, or we can't even go into the atmosphere of the sun. So what we do, we try to find in nature a phenomenon which will generate oscillations or waves. We observe the reflected waves, we analyze these reflected waves, and then that's the way we try to look into a star, or we try to look into the feature of a star.
So when you're hearing that with your very practiced ear on this, what do you hear?
Noise. No, it's not really noise. It's actually a beautiful music. Can I just give you another example?
Sure.
A very simple one, what people can understand. You know, when you go to the railway station, very often you see a gentleman having a hammer in his hand, and he goes along the train and he hits the wheel
Kind of pinging him, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What he's doing, we are doing exactly the same. This gentleman hits the wheel, and then he listens to the response of the wheel, and if there is a little crack, he's able to identify with his ear that the response, you know, the tone, the pitch, is different.
Right. It's going to buzz a little, and he knows something's bad, yeah.
Yes, we do exactly the same. We know what frequencies they should have, and what we detect, what we hear, is different from what we would expect. And then this difference is what is telling us information about the structure, or, for instance, the internal structure of a star, or the internal structure of various magnetic features in the atmosphere of the star. So this is the technique we are using.
You know, I have read that we are entering a period of very irregular activity with sunspots.
Absolutely correct.
Will that show up in the measurements that you're taking here? Will it change the tune that the corona is singing to you?
Yes, absolutely. So there is an 11-year cycle. Now, what has happened, the last cycle, there was a very long silent mode of the sun. Yes, there was very little activity. And what has happened this year, the activity started to pick up, and the prediction is that in 2012 or 2013, we may have one of the strongest activity what we have seen. And that brings us to another extremely interesting question. I would like to remind everyone that in 1859, there was a very strong solar activity, a solar eruption. Now, if that solar eruption would have happened now, these days, that would have an absolutely serious consequence on life on Earth, because it would kick out our electric system.
Wow. What kind of consequences can we expect from the upcoming activity then?
Well, very likely something will happen, a strong activity. Now, what we should do, we should just observe the sun very carefully and try to predict these huge eruptions. And when the eruption happens, we should try to shut down our electric system at least for a couple of hours so that the electric system is not damaged.
So going back to the fact that you've taken this data and put it in audible form, did it strike you as this has potential for music?
you know, what is music? Music is very relative, isn't it?
It's in the ear of the beholder, I guess, yes.
Some people call music what Eminem plays. Some people call music what ABBA plays. You know, but I'm sure that if I show my grandmother Eminem, she will say this is noise. So in a sense, what is music is, it has a very wide range of interpretation. It's what we hear is a music because there is some harmonicism in it, if you like. There is some periodicity, but the truth is this is more or less like noise.
Robert von Fei-Siebenbergen at Sheffield, England's Solar Physics and Space Plasma Research Center. Thank you very much.
I thank you.
Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Bolinski, Bruce Gellerman, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Jessica Elise Smith, Ike Triskanjaraja, and Mitra Taj, with help from Sarah Calkins and Sammy Sousa. Our interns are Amanda Martinez and Megan Niner. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lirish-Dean composed our themes. Steve Kerwood is our executive producer. You can find us anytime at loe.org. And check out our Facebook page. It's PRI's Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science. And Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. The Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. And Pax World Mutual Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.